This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. Phoenix has a high rate of human trafficking, but what most Arizonans might not know is that we're also well known as a hub of trafficking in the child sex trade. Linda Smith, president and founder of Shared Hope International, says the hopeless faces of desperate women and children forced into prostitution compelled her to found the organization. Smith says the strategy to fight sex trafficking is clear: prevention, prosecution, and protection. I asked Smith to comment on the seriousness of the problem of child sex trafficking in the Phoenix area.
Two of the last cases that I worked from other areas, the kids were being moved here to Phoenix. One, she had been sold to a pimp in Seattle. She was from a little rural community, an honor student in Southwest Washington, and she'd literally been sold to be brought in to be sold by the hour by the sex act here in Phoenix. I have another one. She was 12, and she also got to visit this fine city. I think the bigger issue here, though, is there is a domestic market. It's become normalized to buy commercial sex. In Phoenix, like many areas where there isn't a strong prosecution of the people, the customers that are buying.
There have been efforts to toughen the laws in the state of Arizona. How have they gone, and is it to the point where you'd like it to be, or do we need more?
The laws in Phoenix are recognizing, finally, that the child is a victim, but they're in conflict with each other. Even though the laws say the child's a victim, she still is arrested. And then there's another conflict. There's a lot of sympathy for the man in the law who would buy her. So there's some changes happening right now, and there's a bill right before the legislature today. In fact, I think it is up again today for a vote. And it simply just says that men can't have an excuse. We remove the excuse for the age of the child. Right now they'll say, well, I didn't know how old she was. And we've removed that for the pimp here. The pimp can't say that when he's selling a child, someone under 18. But it was pretty wide open and still available in many circumstances for a man who would be a customer. And he could say, I didn't know. Now, what this does, even if you have strong penalties, and they could be increased here, they need to be increased for both the buyer and the pimp, but even if you have stronger penalties, if a prosecutor looks at the case and they go, I can't get it anywhere because I have the burden of proof instead of the man. He can plead, I don't know, and I have to show he did, which is about impossible unless it's an online internet sting that is being set up. So if he's out there with a kid at a truck stop, or he's gone to a hotel to pick her up, and he can always say, I didn't know, and you're not going to get any prosecutions.
How does the drug trade figure into this, or does it figure into it at all, really?
When we work cases, and I don't know how many I've worked, but I'm going to say hundreds now, you end up with these cases that simply point back to the bad guys are selling everything. So when they pick up the gangs or the individual networks, they pick up girls from the malls, they get them in the network. They're usually selling drugs too, and the girls are often taking the fall. They carry the drugs often with them. They're not using them. They don't usually waste drugs on these young girls because they're not as good of performers. But they will put the drugs on them. And so when there is a bust or something, the girl will get arrested for drugs versus prostitution. She'll serve the time. She will then be called a thoroughbred within the family of the stable. And so they call them stables when they have a group of girls. So this girl will often take a fall. And she will then come back out and she'll be up higher in the stable, and she'll be a thoroughbred. The saying on the street with the pimps is, you can sell a girl over and over again until you use her up. You cannot sell a drug more than once.
Are we getting a handle on this at all?
We're absolutely getting a handle on it as a nation. 10 years ago when I started and 5 years ago when we started investigating America, people would say, what's trafficking? Oh, you mean that little girl brought across the border? When we produced our first report 3 years ago on demand, and then last year we released the National Report on Domestic Minor Sex Trafficking to Congress, we had people start to understand that American children are trafficked too. In that environment, the Innocence Lost Task Force, which is off of the FBI, have literally put together 5 major stings over just a couple of years, and they have taken down whole trafficking rings of domestic minors. They are getting 10, 20, 30, in one case 40 years under the federal statute. So we're getting at the federal level, but we're also encouraged at the state level. You would not hear 2 states having a bill that targeted domestic minors even a year ago. This is just really something to have Arizona and Washington in the same week in a stressed session with recession, with conflict, bringing through a strong bill that says, men, you're not going to buy sex in our state. We're going to take this on. It's a new day. And we want people to know it's a new day.
Well, Ms. Smith, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you.
Linda Smith, president and founder of Shared Hope International, will be speaking at noon today in the Great Hall of Armstrong Hall at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at Arizona State University. You can hear this interview again at kjzz.org.